All right, what's going on, guys? Number one podcast royale here. I'm Brayden.
And I'm Nick.
And today is the day after season 5 just aired yesterday. It went live yesterday at like some
4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m. And it was like the laggiest season I've ever had. I couldn't even get in the game. Like, I call
them Indian tech support.
Let me just explain what happened. So, yesterday I was at my grandma's house. I had to do it on my hotspot. And I did that, and then I got back, updated it, and it wouldn't let me in the game. It kept telling me that it took too long to start. And then I had to call. I was on the phone with this Indian woman from Xbox tech support for about, like, an hour. And she told me useless things I already did, but then she just told me to delete the game, which I was going to do in the first place, but I just didn't want to because I didn't know if it would delete my progress or not. But she finally told me that after an hour of chatting about the Xbox that I already did stuff. But
all right, so let's get started with the episode. All right, so what comes with every new season is a new battle pass. So the season 5 battle pass has come 100 tier, 100 reward, 950 V-Bucks. Or you can buy the bundle, which is 2,800, which I personally got. I think it's definitely worth
it. Was it 950 V-Bucks last season? I feel like it was only 900 last season.
No, it's 950. It's been 950 season 3, season 4, and season 5. Season 2, I think it was like 1,600 or something.
1,600?
Yeah, but it was way like more expensive. Yeah, but it probably would have been worth it. Uh-oh. So you want to start off the talking about the skins.
All right, so with this new battle pass come 2 tier 1 skins. Oh, shoot. So 2 tier 1 skins, which are Drift, which have unlockable styles, and Huntress. Drift is Japanese, I'm pretty sure. And Huntress is a Viking. A Viking girl. And so, then after those two skins, you get a tier 23, and the red line skin, which is the female counterpart to Burnout, which we've been waiting on for so long, finally came out. According to Allie, Whiplash is the female counterpart, but this is the real female counterpart. So tier 23, you get the female counterpart for Burnout, which is Redline, and then you get to tier 47. Personally, my favorite skin of the whole battle pass is Sunstrider. It's just a Baywatch girl that looks like she's basically a lifeguard, I'm pretty sure, or like a first responder, probably. There's that tier 47. You keep going to tier 71, which I'm pretty sure was the same tier as Valor last season, but it is where's the name?
Sledgehammer.
It didn't show up for a second. All right, Sledgehammer, another Rainbow Six Siege reference. Two operators, Blackbeard and Smoke, but the Smoke skin was Skystalker, looked like someone from the Holocaust. And
it's just like
this one looks exactly like Blackbeard. Like, there's no really difference. It looks like his beard's like taped on or something.
It's so bad.
But it's black. It's basically like this military dude. Looks like he's from Vietnam or something. From the Holocaust, I don't know. But that's tier 71. And then tier 87, which is Rook, which is a name from Rainbow Six Siege.
Dang.
But Rook is like a teacher. Description is promoted from desk jockey to field agent. She's like a teacher with bullets on her waist.
It's not look like anything but a teacher.
But
or a professor.
Not really sure why that what that has to do with tying with this, but there's tier 87. And then you get to the tier 100 skin, which is Ragnarok. And it has unlockable styles also. It's a really cool Viking dude. I don't know if that's hair or tattoos on his arm, but they glow either way. But he has unlockable styles. He has this face mask that looks like something I found in the crick one time.
Yeah. It's like a spider,
like a deer jaw or something. But there's that. That's the tier 100 skin. I like this skin. I think it's a really good tier 100 skin. I think it's way better than Omega, personally. But I hate Rook. I feel like that should be the tier 1 skin. But I think this season has the best tier 1 skin that has ever come to Fortnite. Tier 1 is Drift. He has unlockable styles. He looks so dang cool. And from the first teaser of season 5, he has that mask on, the Japanese kitsune mask. I think that's it, yeah. What do you think about these skins, Nick?
I think they're all really, really cool. Definitely Ragnarok's my favorite, and followed up by Drift and Rook and the Baywatch girl, forget her name. So yeah, sure. But they're all really, really cool.
Alright, so now what we're gonna do...
Oh, God! You just bought... Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I was gonna go to the shop and spam an emote, but I accidentally bought it.
Thanks for that, okay. Not using my account ever again.
That was funny.
That was lost a freaking... Wow. Alright, never that doing happens. That again.
So,
all right, lost on reach. Oh well. All right. Oh, God, so next we're gonna be. Thank goodness that's in the game. I've been so mad because last time I tried to get something refunded, Epic was terrible and didn't let me do it. So next we're gonna move on to the gliders in this, which are actually really sick. So first off, tier 7, you get Cruiser, which is a yellow glider, which looks
this
really
is the only
sick.
Glider
it's awesome.
I have so far,
it's I really actually, like it. Like it's honestly it. Probably one of the best gliders we've gotten from all the battle passes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then tier, what is it?
It's not
oh, 22,
well.
Which is actually a free one. It's called Downshift. Looks exactly like
High Octane.
I keep forgetting the name, but
it's the,
I swear.
It's tier 100.
And whenever you use it, it has the red stripe just like it. Besides, like, the sound to, like, the car, like, back and, like, the lights, it looks exactly the same. And High Octane goes really well with the girl red line skin.
High Octane.
And,
Oh, High Octane.
Yeah. And then my personally favorite, or maybe not my personally favorite of the battle pass, but there is Conquest, which is sick. I use this right now, and it is sick because it's pretty much like a Viking one. It has paddles on the side, and it has like a llama in the front, because I gotta throw something in, and on the top, I can't really tell what that is.
It's the Norse symbol.
Okay.
We'll talk about the loading screens later. Or let's just do it right now. There's loading screens in it, like always, but there's one, it's Norse, and for those of you who know Viking stuff, Norse is something to do with Vikings. And it's some, like, weird clan tribe symbol thing, and that's on top of it, so.
Also, the, what's the challenge? The road trip also comes with, backgrounds.
Yeah.
Did I pass it? Yeah, I did. And then the next one you get, and I believe this is the last one, is Splashdown, which is my personally favorite. It's just so sick. Wow. It'd be cool if you can go in the water with it.
That looks cool.
And, yeah, like, maybe driving it, but, yeah, it's really cool. Wonder how loud it is. It's probably
it's
pretty
a lifeboat.
Loud. Yeah, but
it's got,
I don't,
like,
I think it's sick,
side.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So yeah, I think that is it for all of the gliders.
That's the gliders. Alright, next is pickaxes or harvesting tools. Remember last podcast we went over our top 5, was it? Yeah, our top 5 favorite pickaxes or harvesting tools in the game. But now this new season has come out and we might have to do a part 2 to that just to redo it. So we'll start off with this, the drift challenges, because you know he has unlockable styles. He has a pickaxe within like carbide did, but this one's way cooler because carbide's pickaxe was just trash. And oh wow,
oh gosh.
So it's like glowing. It's shaped sort of like a bone of some sort. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be a shuriken. Honestly, that's what it looks like to me.
Well, it's bright pink. It goes well with his skin. Because that's what his... He also comes with lights, which I'm assuming we'll get to change the colors of them later on in the season. But this is pink, like his lights that come with him for the last upgrade that you can get for him. And also for these challenges, they come... Instead of levels, it comes with XP. So you can just do... You can get as much SP as you want. And it's pretty much equivalent to the levels that you had to get last season, but they just made it XP now. I don't know if it's harder or easier to get it. But.
No, it's actually easier because right now I'm 24,000 out of 25,000, and I'm only level 20, which I believe last season to get the second one at carbide, it was 30. So it's definitely easier. Oh. I know approximately, I think it's like level 44-ish, you get the robe, and I think it's like 30-ish is when you get the mask. So it's really... a lot easier, and maybe, I don't know why they did that, but I think it's a lot cooler, puts it in a different perspective, but yeah.
Yeah, but that is the first pickaxe. So then you get going in the battle pass, you don't get your first pickaxe till tier 15, which is balloon axe. And it's basically just two, what are those called?
Balloons.
Balloon animal things.
They're just like the skinny balloon.
That you use to make animals. But they're just twisted up at the top. A lot of streamers like this so much. I just feel like it's too basic.
It jiggles a lot.
It does jiggle a lot. But that's tier 15. That's the first pickaxe you can get. Second one is a free battle pass one. It's called Lug Axe. It's just pretty much just explains itself. Lug. You know what lugs are.
The cards. Goes with the, what's it called, girl?
Yeah, it goes with, which one does it go with?
The race car girl, what's her name? Red Line, I think.
Yeah, Red Line. But it's just four lugs going out, like, in a big X. But there's that. Next pickaxe you don't get until tier... Is there another pickaxe?
No, I think the next one is tier 100, and that's where you get the Ragnarok, which I don't know what it looks like, because
we Ragnarok
don't have pickaxe. It unlocked yet. Look it up right now on my phone. I'll look that up.
Yeah, you have to get to tier 100 to get the Ragnarok pickaxe, which I'm assuming it's going to be the one that was the second teaser for season 5, mm-hmm. which, as you saw, it was like the huge axe. It looks really cool. It's got like a bunch of... Oh, wait. I guess it's not. What's it called?
Permafrost.
Oh, permafrost. Yeah, I saw that.
Goes along with the ice trail. It's like has ice on the front and stuff.
He looks like, I guess he's some sort of ice thing.
Viking.
Ice Viking
guy. Probably the freaking dad.
But those are the pickaxes, Nick.
All right, so we have some new emotes, and awesome. One of my favorite emotes of this is the gentleman's dab. So pretty much it's just like you bow over. It's like pretty much just a bow, like a more formal bow.
Just
pretty cool.
To look like a dab.
Yeah, I don't know why they needed that, but whatever. Next one you get in the new things are toys, which I'm not gonna explain too much yet. Brian can do that later. Or I don't know who will. And you get a basketball, and then the next thing you get is a golf ball, and I'll explain what that happened with those later. And I forgot about the emote. This it's called You're Awesome. It's just like the guy like spinning and dancing. It's a really cool emote. It's not an infinity emote. Yeah, it does like a split
and just points at you.
Yeah. It's pretty basic, okay. Then you also get a beach ball, but one of my favorite is the calculated, which is just like 2 + 2 = 4 quick maps. It's my favorite emote. It's just so basic, you know. But that's that. And then the next emote you get, well, I guess real emote, not the stupid ones that you pull out of your butt. You'll get a fancy golf ball, which I don't know what the difference is, because you can only get these from the battle pass. So why does it have like a battle star? I don't understand that. My favorite dance of this battle pass, swipe it, which is...
Let's listen to this real quick.
I don't even know how to explain it, but
it's
you're like...
Familiar rock. That's
looks like you're kind of spanking somebody. Not gonna lie, I'm just saying. That's my interpretation of it.
The dance Millie Rock. Let's turn this off.
Gotta put it a little loud.
This music's so much better than the last battle pass.
Oh yeah, we'll also play the music to the, what's it one?
You're
the
Awesome.
You're Awesome, here it is.
Sort of sounds like something you walking through the hood, just kind of this.
And then finally, the next dance you get, obviously you get a fancy beach ball,
I'm
fancy
pretty
basketball,
sure
and golf ball.
This emote here is the boogie down winner.
Yeah, it's called Breakdown. It's just like a, it's hard to explain, but it's pretty cool, is what it sounds like.
It's basically just like a dance routine, but it's eternal. So. Yeah, that's it.
All right, so that's all of the dances that we know of. Yeah,
that's all the dances.
So you
want to
go on and explain the new map updates? Actually, should I explain the toys real quick?
Yeah, go ahead and explain the toys.
So pretty much they added toy things. So there's a golf ball, beach ball, and a basketball. And pretty much you can do these whenever you want. So there used to be soccer balls on the map, and there still is. And pretty much now you do the emote and you can shoot a basketball or hit a golf ball with your pickaxe or throw a beach ball. I'm not exactly sure what the beach ball does. So in playgrounds, I think that'll be cool to hit some nice trick shots. I've seen a couple trick shots on Instagram with the basketball. But yeah, they're pretty cool. Not the most cool thing, but I think they're definitely cool additions. So yeah, now you can go on with the map update.
So the map updates now, they have... The map. Yeah. I put it in the battle pass. Why did I do that? Oh, well. But,
explain it.
The map changes this
Well, that's
season.
Pretty much it for the battle pass.
Yeah, the battle pass, when Nick explained the toys, that's it for the battle pass. I mean, there's obviously spray paints
and cringe stuff
that
nobody really cares about. I mean, if you do care about them, then I don't know what's wrong. I mean, oh, yeah, backgrounds, but
The loading screens. They're pretty cool.
We forgot about the trails.
Oh, yeah, the contrails.
You can explain those. Let's go back
there,
to the first
there's
one.
It's lanterns. It's like Chinese lanterns. It's pretty cool. It's like ribbons and stuff.
I think it's just too much like on the screen because you have lanterns going around you and ribbons. So I think it like puts too much of, like, a distraction, and it makes it seem like people are following you, in my opinion.
Yeah, but there's the first one. The second one is Runic, which I'm pretty sure goes with the girl Viking. It's just her hands and feet are glowing, and there's like, blue chains coming off of it. It's pretty cool, honestly. It's not too flashy, not too basic like the hearts. But next one is Glitch in the System, which I like a lot. It looks like when a character lags or something, like their legs start to become transparent and stuff. But it's just like a bunch of like coding looking stuff.
Honestly, it kind of looks like you're on fire a little bit. Like, when you're moving it around and stuff, it just looks like fire, to be honest.
But there's that Contrail, and then Tier 68, which is Ice Crystals, which goes with the Tier 100 skin Ragnarok. It's just Ice Crystals coming off his hand. It's just blue. I mean, it's pretty basic. Then there's my favorite, TP. He's got rolls of TP, toilet paper on his hands and feet, and it's just flying in the air. It's so cool looking. I love it. I think that's the last one.
Yeah, that's it. So that should pretty much be it for anything that you're curious about. Yeah. Also, you get a total of 1,500 V-Bucks.
1,500? So, wow.
Yeah, so if you buy the Battle Pass and you're willing to buy any... if you're going to buy, say, $10 worth of V-Bucks, just buy the Battle Pass because you're going to make 600 or 550 V-Bucks and you can still get a skin. So you're going to get everything in the Battle Pass, 7 or 8 skins plus the free one or the secret one plus an extra 550 V-Bucks. So I definitely think it's worth it to buy the Battle Pass.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the Battle Pass. Now we're going to get to the map changes. So what they took out was Moisty, which was true about if you ever heard the one guy on Reddit. Was it on Reddit?
Yeah, he was pretty much wrong. I mean, he said it was getting taken out, but he pretty much said Lonely was going to get taken out, Lucky.
But he said Moisty was going to get taken out. Allier's mentioned it. I'm pretty sure someone else mentioned it. Maybe Lachlan. But that... so Moisty got taken out and Anarchy got taken out, which I was very surprised about. No one ever even said anything about Anarchy. But the entire Moisty part, even Racetrack and into Fatal, I'm assuming, but like almost into Fatal, it's all desert now. And the only named location in it is called Paradise Palms. Paradise Palms. And I'm not sure actually what it is.
It's like a very modern, like, something type of house you see on the beach because there's a ton of palm trees and stuff. It's pretty big, not bigger than Tilted, but I really like it.
That's Paradise Palms. The racetrack's included in the whole desert area. And then there's just a bunch of, like, there's a bunch of off places. So if you ever heard of low-key retail, there's basically just a bunch of low-key Paradise Palms here.
And now the actual racetrack is pretty much actually a racetrack because it used to be shopping carts and dirt, but now it's, like, full-on racetrack with the golf carts that they added, which you want to explain to them what that is?
Yeah. They're called ATKs, which is, like, off-brand ATVs, basically.
I don't want to get copyrighted.
It's like if you go to Giant Eagle and you want to buy an ATV, you get an ATV. But if you go to Aldi and want an ATV, you get the ATK, an all-terrain cart. And so that is like a golf cart. You can fit your whole squad in it. 3 out of 4 people can shoot while in it besides the guy who's driving. And it's different than the shopping cart. You actually push like a normal racing game accelerate button to accelerate, and braking and stuff is normal. And left stick you use to turn and stuff. I'm pretty sure the turning is the same as shopping carts. I don't know. But, huh? Oh, yeah, you can drift in. I forgot about that. You can drift in it. So every once in a while you see, like, reckless people just spinning around in circles. We ran into some bots today. I'm 100% sure they were bots. They were literally just drifting in circles, and they had nothing in their inventory. No mats, no anything. But there's ATKs, which were added. So now, back to the map changes. They added Lazy Links, which is basically, it's in place of Anarchy, and it's no longer, the grass is no longer dead in Anarchy. It's all full again. And it's a big country club. It's actually not that big. It's sort of the size as a... it's sort of the size of Lucky Landing. A little bit smaller, I'd say, the actual place. But there's golf courses there now.
With loot?
With loot, yeah. And that's where you could use your golfing toys to, like, challenge your friends or anything, or just for some trick shots. But that's Lazy Links. It's a new place. It's got... honestly, I don't like it. I think it's way too overpopulated with people. There's not enough loot. It just doesn't appeal to me. And then the final map change, I believe. I'm pretty sure this is the biggest mountain in the game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
the
I think
highest ground in the game. It's the one right to... If you're looking at the map, it's to the... What is this direction?
Down into the right a little bit.
Southeast of Snobby Shores. It's that really big mountain that never had anything on top of it. I'm pretty sure it's just like a house. Yeah. But now there's a huge Viking village up there with a big waterfall that just leading to the ocean.
No, yeah, almost.
No, it almost does. But there's a big Viking ship up there with the whole Viking village and everything. It's, again, way too overpopulated, but there's enough loot to go around this time. So I'm fine with it being there. Just Lazy Links needs to be made bigger if they're going to have this many people going to it. But yeah, those are all the map changes that happened. Am I missing anything besides?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Nick, why don't you go ahead and explain one of the nerfs that happened.
So now, first double pump was in the game, first super overpowered, and then they nerfed it, so you'd have to reload your pump shell, and it wouldn't automatically do that. You'd have to keep it out. And then somehow double pump got back in the game, and now season 5 is all double shotgunning is gone, and there's a couple exceptions too. So if you try to double pump or pump tack, it does not work, because when you shoot a shotgun and switch, there's a cooldown timer of, what is it, like 3 seconds or 2 seconds? I'm not exactly sure.
2 seconds.
Because I really haven't tried it out. And so you can't double shotgun. And you can, like, shotgun attack SMG, but something I've seen is kind of like a little bug. Is say you shoot your shotgun and you pull out a build and you build. When you come back out, there's also a cooldown timer, which is, I don't know if that's in the game or not, but it's a little annoying. So I kind of like that, because that makes SMG so much more overpowered and way better. So now SMG or Tommy gun or any SMG will outplay a shotgun any day. So
they definitely also did nerf the SMGs because they realized how overpowered. Yes, they did. I saw
what?
It. I saw it in the in-game files or something somewhere. I saw it. It said that they put damage drop off from 24 to 28, I believe. So that's the only nerf that happened to SMGs, but still SMGs are way too overpowered. Did they also nerf C4s? Or did they keep those in?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't.
They keep C4s, but they just made damage drop off a little higher. But those are all the nerfs that happened. I don't believe there's any more. But also with the map, there have been new rifts added in, which I was very surprised about, because I thought something else bigger was going to happen with the whole crack in the sky. But now there's rifts around the map that you can jump in, and it's basically just like gliding down from the sky again, but at the speed of a launch pad. So, you know how you glide faster? Don't you glide faster down from a launch pad than you do for, like, if you're just jumped out of the battle bus? I think it is.
I don't know. It's probably around the same, to be honest.
But it's like, it's the same, like, distance from the ground that it auto-deploys, but you jump from the rift in the sky, or from the crack in the sky, all the way, and you can glide it however far you want it. They're really, really helpful. Probably one of my favorite additions to the game from this new season, this new update. It was huge. Wasn't it like 8 gigabytes or something? It was giant. But at least for Xbox, it was 8 gigs. But I think that's all the stuff we're going to have to talk about today.
Yeah.
Yeah, rifts, double shotguns, no more. All the map changes. Make sure you go check out Paradise Palms. Probably my favorite place on the map now. Super good for wins. It has the perfect amount of loot. It has the perfect ratio of loot to people who land there. Toys are pretty cool. Skins in this battle pass, spot on, besides Rook. Rook is pretty just stupid looking. Don't know why it's in there. But, yeah, it's a really cool... it's a really, really good season, to be honest with you. This tier 1 skin is the best tier 1 skin we've had in Fortnite by far. And also, just a quick mention, the loading screen's different. As you know, last season it was the divot with a car and headlights and stuff. Now it is, looks like, if you've ever seen Cars, it looks like the Route 66 place. And it's just sand. It's in the desert. There's a bunch of broken down cars with sand all in them. There's tumbleweeds rolling around. It's really cool. I like it better than last season's. But that's going to be it for today's episode, guys. I hope you really enjoyed it. Make sure you guys go check out Fortnite, go download it if you haven't already. If you have, go check out season 5, buy the battle pass. It's completely worth it. And yep, that's gonna be it for today's episode. Hope you guys really enjoyed.